This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
When the Trump administration rescinded DACA last week, many Texans were left wondering what's next. Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals is a program enacted under President Obama and gave work permits to people who came to the U.S. as kids without documentation. KUT's Claire McInerney spent time with two sisters facing two different outcomes in life post-DACA.
Andrea De La Vega was super involved in high school.
Editor of the school newspaper. I was in the mock trial team. I was head lawyer. I mean, I was in everything, right? Like, I was that kid.
She also worked hard on her grades. And when she graduated from high school in Edinburgh, she was in the top 10% of her class, which in 2009 meant she could get into UT Austin, one of her dream schools. But
I couldn't apply anywhere because I didn't have the status to do so. I had nothing. It was like a limbo.
Applying to college was the first experience where Andrea realized how her immigration status could hold her back. She was born in Mexico and moved to Texas when she was in elementary school. And this is a situation many DACA recipients are in. But Andrea and her siblings were also a little different. Their parents came here legally.
My parents have always wanted to do it legally. They never had the intention or even the thought of doing it, you know, in any illegal manner.
Her father, an architect, got a job in Texas. This allowed him to get a work visa that covered the entire family. Once here, Andrea's parents started the process to get permanent residency, but it took more than 20 years. By the time that was approved, 3 of the 4 kids had aged out of their parents' protection. This meant they had no legal status. Besides Andrea, there are 3 other De La Vega kids, Jorge, Omar, and...
My name is Claudia De La Vega, or it's actually Claudia De La Vega, but I've been here for so long, right, that now I just got to keep it that way.
Claudia is Andrea's older sister at 28, and her roommate. They live together in East Austin with 3 dogs, 1 cat, and Claudia's fiancé, Mark. Claudia is an architect, like her dad. Andrea is an office manager for a psychiatrist. Working careers they are passionate about is new. Both attended college at smaller schools in Texas that worked with immigrant students. But after graduation, they had no way to work.
I just didn't have a job, had no source of income, found ways to make ends meet, like selling stuff, going to the thrift store and buying stuff and reselling it on eBay, like anything I could do literally to get some money.
Andrea faced a similar situation and worked at a restaurant, getting paid under the table. They had college degrees and career goals, but their immigration status prevented them from getting jobs they were qualified for. Until DACA came along. Here's Andrea.
I got my DACA on February 14th of 2014. And I remember being like, oh, this is my Valentine. Like, I mean, that's how happy I was to get it.
Growing up, Andrea heard the same advice from parents and teachers as most kids. Do well in school, work hard, and you can achieve your dreams. For her, that was being a lawyer. But her struggles getting into college made it hard to think about going to law school. DACA changed that.
It is real. The American dream is real. I can do this. I can go to school. I can get a job. As soon as I got that, I applied to a job in Austin and like immediately moved up here. Because that's what I wanted to do. This thing was literally a ticket to be able to start what I want to do.
Now that the White House says DACA will end in 6 months, the De La Vega sisters face 2 very different paths forward. Andrea is eligible to renew her work permit for 2 more years. But after that, it's unknown. Claudia has a permanent solution, thanks to her fiancé, Mark.
He's just the most genuine, kind-hearted person I have ever met.
Mark, a U.S. citizen, suggested they move up their wedding date.
If it would have been for me, I'd have been like, well, let's wait, you know, in the church and our parents and the ceremony, and we have to do this the right way. And his mentality was like, no, like, you're my soon-to-be wife and I'm gonna protect you, and that's my job.
So that's what they did.
We had an appointment to get married at 4:15. Yes.
Last Friday, Claudia, Mark, her sister, and their parents went to the courthouse in downtown Austin.
We are gathered here today to join Marcos and Claudia in matrimony, to celebrate the love you have for each other, and to recognize your decision to accept each other totally and permanently.
They joked about this being their dress rehearsal, but they'll still have their big wedding in December in their hometown where they met.
Marcos, will you have this person to be your wedded wife?
I do.
Claudia, will you have this person to be your wedded husband?
I do.
Now that Claudia can work and live in the U.S. outside of DACA, she's worried for Andrea and her older brother, who don't have the same options she does.
Do you feel guilty
having this out in the terms of your marriage lined up at the time when you needed it?
I do. I feel so guilty about it. And here I am, I'm the one that lucked out pretty much. They're in a way different situation because if I were in their shoes, I would not know what to do.
Andrea is happy her sister doesn't have to worry about her status now. She's trying to stay hopeful Congress will pass immigration reform to help people like her feel safe in the place they call home. Claire McInerney, KUT News.